Those of you who are here for Ash Wednesday might have heard this part of this gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. And the alternate that we say is, remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Most of us were kind of alternating. And hearing both of these, the need to repent because the need is urgent. Now is the acceptable time. And now we're in the midst of Lent. And I've had this thing on my counter for about a month. Anybody figure out what this is? Not a soul knows what this is. This is a case for a phone, for a cell phone. And I got this. I've had the other one for many years. It's kind of nerdy. I have one on my belt. And when I got my larger iPhone, I needed, don't tell the Pope, I got a new phone. But I got the new phone, and I wanted a case to go with it. So I bought this. This is a special case from New Zealand because it's got a thing back here. You put it in your belt, and it will not come off. I used to have them come off when you're sitting down at a restaurant or something. And so the thing about it is, when you put a case on the phone, it doesn't fit in here. So I called them, or I should say I emailed them in New Zealand, and they said, well, stretch it. I didn't want to return it. So I tried various things to put in this and got bigger and bigger. And finally, I got Jim here at the office, and he made a block of wood, and we pounded it in here. And I've been soaking it. You soak leather or heat leather and put something larger in it, and it stretches it. The problem is I can't get the wood out. Nothing gets it out. That thing is an analogy of the spiritual life. Because God wishes to stretch us. We don't grow unless God pushes at the edges. Anybody feel here that God's been pushing you at the edges for something? Right? Isn't Lent supposed to be a voluntary sticking the wood into the case? We don't have to go along with it. Say, I like my case just the way it is, Lord. I don't want to be stretched. I like my life just the way it is. Please leave me alone. Don't give me a cross. There were two years in my life, I told the Lord, you've given me enough crosses. I'm not going to go do anything else for Lent. I've had enough. I actually said that to God, not recently, you know. But the thing is that these little voluntary things that we do, we're either adding something in or giving up something, it stretches us. And then when the big Lent comes along that we cannot avoid, we are stronger to handle it. And believe me, all of us are going to have these moments where we're driven into the desert by life, and it comes without warning. And so, voluntary Lent, we go with Jesus in the desert. Jesus is driven into the desert, and Lent drives us in. I said it was a couple weeks early, you know. But nevertheless, it's an opportunity, and we're stretched at the edges. And the thing about it is, God could have made us a large size to begin with, but he wants us to participate in our salvation. He's done everything for us, but we have a role to fill. I fill up, says St. Paul, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of the body of the church. We are all being grown into the size that we will have in heaven. The more he stretches us, the more he fills us in this world and the next. We'll be so grateful to have been stretched. The risk is, of course, that we're going to give up and not carry the cross or complain or reject it, and then we stay small. And our size that we're growing here will indicate how much we'll be able to hold God in eternity, in a sense. The thing is, we have to take a risk, and Lent is a bit of a risk. Anything we do is a risk. Everybody who's been elect or Eucharistic minister took a risk. It's not easy to get up in front of people at first. I used to have stage fright when I first started. I thought, I'll never do this. It's a risk. You know, becoming a priest was a risk. Leaving my job, when you got married or are going to get married, you took a big risk. You thought you knew that person. Then you live with them for 5 years and find out you didn't know them. It's a risk. You gave each other a blank check. I'm giving God a blank check for Lent. Oh God, listen to these prayers. Oh God, we love your cross. We promise to follow you always, but please make it a small one, Lord. Oh my gosh. We took a risk in building the church. I was thinking about one of our parishioners said to me in one of those foundation meetings when we were asking people to make a substantial donation to get this off the ground. And we're praying with the finance council, the pastoral council, the diocese, the staff, and others that I was consulting. Should we do this, you know, with the recession and everything? And somebody said to me, I've told this story before, he said, after one of those meetings, he said, Father, sometimes the risk of doing nothing is greater than the risk of doing something. Haven't you found that's true in your life? The risk of doing nothing. This would not be here now. This building is too expensive to build now. That was the risk of doing nothing. And the whole thing was a metaphor. It's all a metaphor for the spiritual life. If I didn't take a risk, I wouldn't be a priest today. If you don't take a risk, you won't be the person you're going to be in the future because you began something small now. What is that small thing that will grow you into the person of the future that God wants us to be? It's a person that's holier, that's closer to God, that gives more to others, that is aware of the needs of the world. I can't change the world. I can't change the fact that there are martyrs in Libya. I've been thinking about it all week. But I can do something for the people here. And God grows us and stretches us. It's the same as you look in the financial world. The Lord talks about money more than almost anything else in the scriptures because he knows that we all need it. We use it. This is how we use money. It's a very big reflection of my spiritual life. This is not a tithing sermon, but I belong to this credit union, the American Airlines Credit Union, for 35 years. They always paid a better interest rate, but I noticed I got this statement and it said, we have great rates, 5-year CD, 1.1%. What will that get you in 5 years? Can you retire on 1.1%? Anybody here? You know what I mean? The government says there's no inflation right now, but if you had a CD or in the bank like that in 2001 and you did nothing with it, you have lost 25% of what you own. And this is why if you don't take risks, you lose everything. That's a metaphor. If I sit on my gifts in this world, I'm slowly shrinking until there's less and less of my spiritual life. So the Lord tries to get us off of the seat that we're on and out taking risks. They don't all work out. Something I'm doing for Lent may not work. I've got a number of things cooking this year. One or two of them I'm finding very hard to fulfill. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to move it around until it begins to bear fruit because the Lord and I identified some things that need to be done. So you have to ask yourself, what area might God be asking me to take a risk? Because those involuntary moments are prevalent. And when they come, if I've walked with the Lord in a voluntary way by coming to Mass on Sunday, by reading the Bible a little more, by coming to something here perhaps, by praying and by our sacrifices, I will be more ready for the stretching that God will send me when he drives me into the desert of life, and then I will understand God is stretching me. I love you, Lord. I know that you yourself went through this just like I am. Give me the strength to hold on. And in that growth, we find that God is with us and he gives us what we need.